After a relatively quiet summer, Northlanders are calling for regional financial support to keep businesses open and people employed. The region remains under the red traffic light, and some don't like the fact that the Auckland border has put tourists off. Jordan Bond reports.
Northland's open for business, but the tourists haven't all turned up. Ricky Kinnaird, the co-owner of the Duke of Marlborough Hotel in Russell, says it's hit them in the pocket.
With the red traffic light constrictions and the noise around the roadblocks meant we're probably 30-35% down in trade.
Mr. Kinnaird says continued uncertainty about the region's future traffic light setting means 10 weddings they had booked have been cancelled.
And it's day by day, which means it's really hard to plan and the anxiety levels are high, and actually some people will go broke over this period of time.
He says Russell has certainly been quieter, and motel owner Penny Bowles thinks nearby Paihia was about 25% quieter than normal. Jeroen Jongiaans is the director of Dive Tutukaka, northeast of Whangarei. He says they've been about as busy as last summer, but only because other dive companies have closed in the meantime. Mr. Jongiaans says Northland was very quiet while Auckland was locked down, and as a result, businesses shut down.
When we had the wage subsidies, that made a difference, but that's all gone now. So unless something specific is around in support for Northland tourism businesses, I can see that a number of them will close and a number of jobs will just have to go.
Mr. Jongiaans says there is some light at the end of the tunnel, but it'll be a while before international tourists are back. He says keeping struggling businesses open and thus employing Northlanders would be a good investment.
If we don't provide that support for those businesses and those business owners, once those businesses are gone, it's really difficult to set up that infrastructure again. So a bit of specific targeted support is actually a really smart move.
Far North Mayor John Carter agrees.
We've been economically shut off for the last 5 months, and that needs to be recognised. And there is certainly some of our business people and our community people, actually, that do need some specialist support, and we'll be making those points to our government.
He says keeping people in jobs is a lot easier than creating jobs once they're gone.
We're looking to ensure that for our people that there are employment opportunities, and that's why we want to work with our businesses and the government to make sure that that does happen.
Despite fears that a horde of Aucklanders travelling into the region would bring COVID, there have been very few cases in Northland over the holiday period, and not since November has a Northland COVID case been in hospital. The police said there was very high compliance with the Auckland-Northland border requirements to be vaccinated or show a recent negative test. They did not hand out any fines for breaches. Cabinet is expected to meet this week to review the traffic light settings for all regions.